a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Buckle usually early on Tuesdays, but schedule-wise needed to move it around, so he's with us right now in hour three. Buck, good morning to you, sir.
Hey.
Buck, I think we've got you. Yeah, we've got Buck right here. Buck, what's keeping you busy this time of year?
Man, it's just work. Work and, you know, not football season, so traveling a lot for work and just really busy and you know, not a bad thing. I don't think anybody's upset when they're ever too busy, right?
No, that's a very good point. Are you done with all the spring games you were assigned to?
Yeah, I just had one spring game, and then, you know, I was able to go out and see UCLA practice a little bit. I'll probably hit a couple more schools before the season starts. But, yeah, no, I mean, this is the time of the year where everybody has a lot of enthusiasm around their program. What's going to happen, you know? This is always the time of the year where everybody has a lot of positivity and optimism.
You are right. The spring is when everybody, even if it's a distant hope, everybody has hopes that it's going to be okay.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know, spring used to be where you would kind of figure out, hey, this is my team. We're kind of meshing them together. Now spring is, okay, Let's do as much as we can. There could be another set of guys that potentially will leave, which we've seen across the country. And then you have to start kind of honing in on how you want to prepare your team for the losses and the additions. So, you know, it's a little bit different now. It's not like it used to be where you knew this was the group of guys we were going to battle with pretty much, other than the freshmen coming in that weren't early enrollees, which we used to, you know, you always had some, but not as many as there are now.
As far as style of play offensively, what will new UCLA coach Deshaun Foster's offense look like?
It'll be more of a pro-style offense. Right. You know, it'll probably still have some principles of spread like all offenses do, but I think, you know, it'll be more of a pro-style, you know, power running game with some boot action, and then they'll have some RPO. Always have some RPO. You know, I think those are the things now. The biggest piece for UCLA is they have some skill guys, and Ethan Garber looks like he can really throw the ball. My concern is how are they going to get better in the trenches consistently. Now, the one thing I did see that I haven't seen in a few years is the ability to compete. You know, that was the thing. It's a lot different. But it's a lot different when you're going against your own versus when you're going to play other teams. But I do think that's the thing. If they can, they were able to get a transfer out of the offensive line this past week. They were able to keep Jay Toya, who was going to leave. Now he's staying. Those are one offensive line, one defensive line. They got to get better in that regard.
Buck, Texas has their quarterback in Quinn Ewers for another year, but they say Arch looked really good in the spring now.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, he was in a situation where I thought he was comfortable. You could see where all the hype came from. And, you know, I think Sark has kind of been sitting on that, right? You got to feel happy if you're Sark. If your main guy is a baller, and then you got the backup kid who, you know, against in spring at least was able to come in and play really well. So you can't be upset with that at all. When you have two really, really good quarterbacks that are highly touted and a guy that you know has got, you know, some time left after your starter leaves.
Question here by Jeff 2 in the 615. He says, not football related. Ask Buck, though, in his time at UCLA, did he ever get to meet legendary John Wooden, and does he have any good stories?
Yeah, I got to meet Coach. You know, I ran into him quite a bit because he was on campus and he would go to games. But the first time I got to meet him was as a recruit. I was being recruited by UCLA, and, you know, all the schools kind of roll out the red carpet. But it was a good opportunity to see him. There was a basketball game. I got to talk to him, spend some time with him. You know, and the one thing he knew who I was because I was already there or was coming in, and he was like, I know, you know, your sports is important to you, but you got to make sure you take care of the book. And he had his little, you know, program rolled up in his hand, and he was dressed to the nines, you know, and then you could see he was always watching the basketball court, understanding what was going on even then. But he was really cognizant of all the guys that came on campus. And, you know, the few times that I would run into him after that, he wouldn't ask me about sports. It was always, how's school going? What are you doing there? You know, how's your family? So it's interesting to see a guy like that, because I always tell people, if you can coach the different personalities all the way from the Lou Alcindors to now Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to Bill Walton, you got to be pretty special. That's not an easy task. And all the personalities in between, but each of them to a man said, you know, always would say how much he touched them individually. And I think that's the special part with Coach Wooden.
Buck, I don't know if I told you this. I probably have. But talking with Pepper Rogers, who back during a stretch of the 70s was the head coach at UCLA, is also the head coach at Georgia Tech and was with the Redskins later on that in that organization.
Oh, yeah.
But Pepper told me, and it struck a chord when you were talking about John Wooden and bringing out the red carpet celebrities. Pepper Rogers is one of those kind of personalities, right? And he told me that when he would have recruits in, he would tell them that he was best friends with Johnny Carson. Now, I don't know if he's just lying to me, but he said he did that.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's funny is, you know, it used to be phone calls you would get from people when you were being recruited. So the different schools, you know, we didn't have social media, so they couldn't DM you and all that good stuff. But I can remember Tom Bradley, the mayor of Los Angeles at the time, called, and I mean, you know, we spent about 15, 20 minutes on the phone. We, you know, because he was a UCLA guy, too. But we talked about a bunch of different things. And it's funny now, whenever I fly back to L.A. or, I come back through and I see the Tom Bradley terminal, I just think of that. Because, even when I got to school, I interacted with him some when he would come on campus. It was interesting, the people that you met through recruiting, some of them that you would never hear from or see ever again, and others you would have some interaction with, in the right circumstances, especially if you started playing a little bit. But that's interesting. You would always talk about some of those stories. But I was really impressed with Tom Bradley because, I mean, we had a real good conversation about his time at UCLA and him growing up and just, you know, politicians are good, but he was really good at making me believe, that he had an interest in me. And it wasn't going to make a difference for me to go to UCLA or not, but I just laugh at some of the things that I hear from guys, even now, when they say they interact with people that are famous from those schools.
Buck, something that never gets talked about is kids getting to school and then getting homesick. being in Los Angeles on that gorgeous campus, UCLA, 70s and 80s, and you were there mid-late 80s, probably not a better time ever to be there. Was there much homesickness in some of the incoming classes, whether it was yours or the ones after yours?
Yeah, I mean, you could get that. I would say, yeah, it happened. That was the thing about UCLA, and I think back to some of those times, the local guys would take it just, I think it even happens with the University of Texas. If the guy's local, they tend to take their buddies during those times when you couldn't get home, especially with what a football season is.
Right.
You couldn't just travel. But, no, I can remember going, you know, to the, you know, Brian Brown, who was, you know, with the Gardena here, his house, hanging out with his family and his mom cooking and just taking care of me. Or Brendan McCracken, who lives in La Cañada, would take a bunch of guys. Like, especially those holiday breaks where it wasn't like a long holiday, but they knew it was time where you didn't have a chance to get back home. And that made all the difference in the world, because you at least just told your boss, you had a place where you could go, and then they would become familiar with you. So as those holidays happened, if you didn't have a place to go for Thanksgiving, you knew you had a spot. You know, that's what was so essential.
Here's a good one, Buck, out the door. A guy that Buck knows because he was on the same team with him in Indianapolis with the Colts. Georgia Dog on the Emerald Coast says, question, if Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, had have played that COVID year, Michigan against Ohio State, which the accusation is Michigan was afraid to play that game, so they used COVID to not play it. What if they had played it, though, he wants to know, and lost big? Would history be changed? And maybe last year he wasn't even the coach for a national championship team. He says his own fan base was very down on him at that point, and that's when they were losing every year before he turned it around to Ohio State.
You know, that's one I used to think about that a lot. But I don't know. The COVID year, here's the other thing. The COVID year seems to have a natural asterisk to it.
Right.
So I don't know how much that would have played, and even if he had gotten blown out that year, because most people don't even take into account those records, right? I mean, we know they're there. We know teams play. But do we really pay attention to those, right? And that's the thing that I think with Jim Harbaugh, I don't know if it would have made as big a difference if that had been a COVID year versus a true year of playing football. So, you know, I mean, it made a little bit of a difference. Maybe it would have been confidence for Ohio State team and Ryan Day, but Jim Harbaugh seems to be like, look at me now. I'm getting a tattoo for my national championship, and I'm a Los Angeles Chargers head coach.
I know. Hey, Buck, safe travels.
Hey, Bill, take care, man. Thank you.
There he is. Charles Arbuckle. That's a good question. All right, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Finishing up that accident at Ellington Parkway southbound. It's going to be near Cleveland Street. Still some volume right now where they're doing that road construction, or that road work rather, there on 840 eastbound right at Columbia Pike there in Williamson County. That work's going to go on that bridge for quite some time. As traffic continues to build in from Rutherford County on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in the Middle Tennessee area. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at TomahawkCrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over two decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
1-1 launch deep down the left field line. This might get out of here. Say goodbye to that one.
Tonight, don't miss a minute of Atlanta Braves baseball as the Braves take on division rivals the Miami Marlins live from Truist Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6:05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Bill King Show, broadcasting live on Sports Radio 93.1 WXKO ESPN Middle Georgia. Call or text the show now at 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Hogtown right there. That's the anthem for Hogtown. Did you know this? You know that. Tom Petty. Won't back down. They sing that at games, man. That is, seriously, that is the adopted anthem of Hogtown. So, Gator fans that sit there and say, Bill, you're hard on us, man. You don't believe in Billy Napier. I'm just telling you what I think. Pop in the tape of me talking about Florida 06, 07, 08, 09. Pop in the tape of me talking about Florida 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. Just depends on what's going on. It's my reaction to the situation. Yeah, pop in the tape there. Tell me what you hear. Now, and again, I understand. Fans are fans, and they're going to have emotions. I totally understand that. It's not a critique. I'm just saying, sometimes my reaction to the current set of circumstances at some school, football related mainly, can be construed as, well, just everybody's against this. Bills, jump on there. Nope. I don't listen to what anybody else says. What comes out of my mouth is clean and purely from my brain. And I have a history to feed off of when it comes to all this football stuff. And that's why I have a bearish bias when it comes to the current situation in Florida. Also have a bullish, bigger picture bias based on right leadership someday. Now, when that happens and who that is and the rest of the story, that's unclear. That was a really good question by Georgia Dog. I liked Buck's response. Again, here's the question. Georgia Dog. And remember, 2000, Michigan canceled the Ohio State game. And the theory is they canceled because they're about to get their brains beat out. And all you had to do that year, if you didn't want to play a game, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Griff still brings that one up, is just say COVID. All you had to do in 2000 is take a very political situation and scream COVID and you get out of it. That's all you had to do. All you had to do. And the theory is that Michigan used the COVID card in 2000 to get out of that AZZ whooping they were about to get. And Georgia Dog's question is, let's just say they played that game. Harbaugh had not yet beaten Ohio State. Now, he was about to go on a run. Right after that, he was about to go on a run, three-year run to a national championship. That's also the irony there. But what if they played that game again? What was he? Going into 2000, he was 0-4, 0-5 against the Buckeyes. Correct me on that. And let's just say that scenario plays out. They play the game and they get beat. I mean, they get absolutely curb stomped, nuclear bombed, annihilated, eviscerated. Just whatever. It's humiliating. It's embarrassing. It leaves as if the future is hopeless. That's how bad it was. Again, just making this up. What happens to Harbaugh? I don't think they do anything to him. I'm with Buck on that. Now, I was thinking about it while he was answering it. I just think that everybody gets a delete, a Control-Alt-Delete on your computer when it comes to 2020. Now, not everybody did. People got fired. But I'm just saying in general, and Harbaugh has enough of a reputation as a successful coach in college and the pros and as a player that he's going to be given more latitude than most. Even if at the time he is not beating Ohio State, and frankly, there was not a lot of hope that he would. The irony of that is that next year was the beginning of not only the Ohio State-Michigan reversal between the two of them, but Harbaugh's march to Big Ten championships, plural, and ultimately a 15-0 natty, and back to the NFL. Very ironic, historical moment to point at. Georgia Dog brought that up. It's a very good one. Very good one. No, I don't think, even if that would have been humiliating, I do not think they do anything to him. I don't. I think he makes it right there. Time in Myrtle Beach. Bill, I said this at Commitments 2022. Hairball flipped the script when he faked the Rona in 2020. Check the tape at the 1506 mark. I will. I just can't do it right now there, Tom. I'm occupied, Tom. Ken down in Middle Georgia. Bill, in the first hour, I didn't hear all the convo about quarterbacks at Georgia. Beck, Stockton, Puglisi, visits by Rashada. Did you talk about Julian Lewis, who was a Southern Cal commit? was at the G-Day game since Ryan Montgomery announced his Georgia commit. I understand he lost interest. I saw a quote from him, and I'm paraphrasing. This is not a precise quote. Something like Georgia's got their guy. Georgia's picked out their guy. Georgia has gone in the direction they want to go, is what he said. I don't think there's anything going on, at least momentarily. Things can change. We all know this is fluid, but it looks like Georgia and Juju Lewis are not going to merge. Georgia will be fine. That's not. And they have Jerry Curtis from right here in the 615 coming in 2 years. Got to remember, Jerry Curtis is finishing up his classroom work for his sophomore year of high school. He's committed to Georgia. And might well be, depending on which service and who you talk to and how it's spun, he may be the top player in the 26 class. Again, debatable. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. But now, what I said earlier, Ken, is I'm a little confused as to why Georgia is showing interest in Rashada. Now, I guess I don't understand. Well, let me back up. I understand, while at the same time I struggle a bit understanding. I know that makes no sense. First of all, I trust Kirby Smart. Whatever he decides to do, if he's going to bring in Rashada today and Wednesday, apparently that's when he's going to be there, today and Wednesday, and commits him and brings him in, I trust Kirby Smart. Okay, Kirby Smart has earned the right to be trusted. I don't know that I'm going to sit there and go, you know, Kirby, it'd be nice if he knew what to do with quarterbacks. I don't think I'm going to say that. I'm just saying I'm a little confused as to this particular situation. It's not going to matter. Georgia's going to win regardless. I am not suggesting otherwise. It's not a monumental yay or nay here. It's not that big of a deal. Whoever they trot out at quarterback after Carson Beck leaves will be good. And if he's not good, they'll replace him pretty quick. We know this. You're not going to get to hang on long if you're not productive, if you're not able to make the needle move in the right direction. But that's all I said. I'm just not sure I understand. Now, I'm getting, Bill, if you look at the depth chart, Beck has this year, will go on to the NFL. Okay, absolutely agree. After that, you have Gunnar Stockton. As of right now, he'd be the next man in, but we'll see. We'll let him go compete. You've got Puglisi there. You have the Ryan Montgomery kid committed. You've got Jared Curtis, but there's a gap in there, Bill, and maybe Rashada is that, let's use the term, conduit. Maybe he gets it a year. Maybe it fits right there with his situation. That'd be his third year of college. Again, just assuming Carson Beck has no injuries, quarterbacks the whole year coming up, and is very, very good as he's been. After that, could Rashada come in and win that job? Yeah. I don't think it's a lock that he would. I don't think it's a lock at all. Matter of fact, if you're asking me, if they commit Rashada, and they might well, I'm not sure. If you said, Bill, I'm making you bet, I am forcing you to bet. Either he will eventually be the quarterback, maybe it's just for a season, or he won't. It's one or the other, Bill. You don't get to be half pregnant here. You don't get to go hide, Bill, in purgatory. You got to pick a side. I'd probably bet that he's not going to be the starting quarterback. Now, I wouldn't bet much. Maybe two John Daly's pizzas. But again, overall, I trust the head coach at the best program in America to do whatever they need to do. more than I trust anything else. I'm just trying to get on the same page here, and I'm struggling. Georgia Dog. Hey, Billy, if Kirby thinks Rashada has a higher upside than the other quarterbacks, he may decide to unsign one of them. Kirby is cold-blooded when it comes to Georgia. That's a very good point, too. Who do you go unsign? I mean, I would think that the unsigning would probably happen organically where, again, folks, the quarterback room, just in general, I don't care which location, which school, the quarterback room is the most sensitive room. It's the most sensitive ecosystem in sports. Lots of feelings can get hurt in that room. And Georgia Dog is right. Kirby's cold-blooded. Kirby ain't the guy to go cry, you know. I'm sure Kirby can be sympathetic, but that's all you're going to get. We're about winning. We're about eating off the floor again. I would think that that quarterback room would work out organically where Kirby may not have to strong arm and unsign somebody. That's good though, man. That is really, that's very, very good. We'll see, man. It's an interesting topic and it'll work out somehow, but he's there today and tomorrow. Yeah, today and tomorrow. No, Kev, I was talking about TD Ameritrade in downtown Omaha, the location of the College World Series. Used to be Rosenblatt, just right out of town, not far. But it's Rosenblatt, maybe that location, maybe 10 minutes from there. But I remember being in downtown and the Creighton Basketball Arena was there. He said, yeah, Creighton is right across the street from TD Ameritrade. That's what I thought. Omaha. And I was just there that one time. It's not like I'm a geographical expert of Omaha, Nebraska, but it was a very easily maneuverable town. Airport was very convenient. Everything about it was good. Everything about it was good, man. I enjoyed it. I'm glad to say I've been there. Now, Johnny Vegas, I don't know if Johnny Vegas has been before or not, but he said he wants to head back out there. Johnny Vegas, as much as you love it, you have to go out there. Heck, you may be one that wants to go every year. But I've got my 1 year on my resume, and that's good enough for me. I'll be watching from TV. Oh, I love it every year. I'll be watching on TV, but heading back out there, I don't see that happening. Yeah, I don't see that occurring. We are going to get the break here momentarily. Tomorrow morning, Brett Ciancia with us from Pick 6 Previews. Also, Blake Ruffino from Down in the Boot. They took 2 of 3 at Missouri, I believe, didn't they? Missouri has to come down to Tony Balls.
Good point. Trying to clean up a couple of earlier accidents, including that one, the 800 block of Murfreesboro Pike. It's still heavy out here on 65 southbound as that traffic continues to come down through Millersville, that section of Sumner County. There's still some traffic volume as we look at it live here on 24 westbound in Antioch. That's coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's crowded, but not as bad as we've seen it before in the past on 840 eastbound at Columbia Pike, where they're down there working on that bridge in Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You gotta check them out today. Order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
The Bill King Show, broadcasting live on Sports Radio 93.1 WXKO ESPN Middle Georgia. Call or text the show now at 615-844-5600.
Speaking of college baseball, something we've discussed, but let's get back in it a little bit. We are in the infancy stages when it comes to betting college baseball as it applies to the sports books adjusting and actually being good at setting a line. We're in the embryonic stages when it comes to betting college baseball as it applies to the book having knowledge to make it a fair fight. And Johnny Vegas is talking about it here. Says, Bill, sports books have finally caught up to college baseball. First 7 weeks, we could bet almost any game, even up to minus 1,200 money line. We were hitting better than 80%. Last 3 weeks, mostly coin flip games, hitting about 60%. Still over 80% on games I like, but can't bet because of no lines. I.e., last week, no lines for Clemson versus Pitt. Yeah, they're adjusting. And we knew that would happen, hoped it wouldn't happen this soon. But it's happening. Folks, this is the first year you could get run lines for the regular season, unless there's just an app that I don't know about that had it. I don't remember until we got to the postseason, like the regional supers, and then you could get more than just a money line last year. Nothing in the regular season. You have been able to get money lines, but run lines and totals this year almost from the beginning. Now, like Johnny Vegas said, might not be every game, but they're starting to offer it, and he's saying they're getting a lot better. They're getting a lot sharper with these numbers, with these lines. Yeah, I mean, I would think that'd be the case. They'd grow into it. Hoped it wouldn't happen this soon. No Kev says, Bill, pre-sale for the College World Series tickets went on sale yesterday or maybe today. Didn't you go? I think No Kev went down there a couple days last year from Chicago. Now, when we went 07, took the show there, we had to fly into Chicago and then fly out of there down to Omaha. So our connection was Chicago. I think it was, I don't remember if it was O'Hare or Midway. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, missing the key point with his quarterback. He isn't good enough to deal with the drama that comes with him. Georgia doesn't need a player of his caliber that isn't great, that comes with drama. I tend to agree with that. Now, the connection, from what I understand, would be Brandon Streeter, because he was there at Clemson, of course, former player at Clemson, when they were recruiting him. And apparently, he's high on him. But I tend to be skeptical about Rashada. He's not the first guy that's jumped around teams. So I don't want to just label him. I don't think necessarily, just because you jump around teams, that it's a huge red flag, but frankly, it can be. And whatever happened with the Florida situation, and then he's going to Miami, no, he's going to Arizona State, that doesn't make him the worst guy ever. It doesn't make him a bad guy at all. But if you're Georgia, now, and let me accentuate this. If you are Georgia and you are the top program in America, I just don't know why you would need that. I understand that maybe he's the fit in between all these quarterbacks after this year. I don't know that he's better than anything they've got. I don't think he is. I'm just skeptical. I totally trust the best coach in college football currently, and that's Kirby Smart. I do, but I would be not representing my true thoughts if I didn't sit here and weigh out the skepticism angle of this story when it comes to my line of thinking. No Kev up in Chicago says, Bill, the first one I went to College World Series was either 03 or 07. I've been there probably 10 times since. And yes, I went for a couple of days last year. Well, you might have been there when I was there because we were there in 07. Now, that's about a two-week event. We were there for about 5 days. There's no way I could stay out there. And I'd love it, but I'm not – I can't be there. Those – folks that cover that thing start to finish, that's a damn long haul. Oh, brutal. And I know that Omaha is hot and South Florida, all of Florida's hot, Georgia's hot, South Carolina's hot. I'm talking about weather-wise. Omaha in the summer is brutal, too. They may not have the humidity, but it is hot. We did our show a couple days from a parking lot, the parking lot there at Rosenblatt. Big tent. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good point. I'm trying to clean up a couple of earlier accidents, including that one, the 800 block of Murfreesboro Pike. It's still heavy out here on 65 southbound as that traffic continues to come down through Millersville, that section of Sumner County. There's still some traffic volume as we look at it live here on 24 westbound in Antioch. That's coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's crowded, but not as bad as we've seen it before in the past on 840 eastbound at Columbia Pike, where they're down there working on that bridge in Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You gotta check them out today. Order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
We created a rule decades ago on the show. Weddings, things of that nature, during the playing portion, do not get consideration. No. Don't do that. Weddings are meant for the spring. They do not get consideration during the playing portion of the season. That's just the way we work it around here. That's the way we play it around here.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Dog has an invite for commitments. He says his wife, the Auburn girl, is what he calls her, is inviting the women here at commitments to a mimosa and brunch party Saturday morning at the condo where they're located. Time to be determined. You can walk from our condo to Four Points, or we will provide free Uber. So if the wifey's coming, and my wife can't make it, she is invited to a mimosa and brunch party. Mimosa is what? Champagne and orange juice? Something like that. Sounds like they're going to have fun. I don't know who all is bringing. I know Coach Pete will bring his wife. And, Ole Miss Evie will be there with her guy, David Walker. And but I don't know who all is coming with the wifey. But, yeah, sounds like that's a fun side note event that they're going to have. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Tell you what, poor little Pappy's in there. I may come. I know it's not a guy thing, but it's not a guy thing. Anyways, tomorrow, Blake Ruffino with us and Brett Ciancia. Thursday, the typical lineup will be with us. And Friday, we're on the road. Yeah, Friday, we're at the Omni. Now it's the last Friday of the month. Not the first, but the last Friday of the month. And Coach Pete will come by. Absolutely looking forward to that. We'll have a good time. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, did you see this? It's only a matter of time before Florida State finds their new home. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody is getting involved again with Florida State's legal battle against the ACC. Moody is asking top legal officers in six states to stand with Florida State on its claim of sovereign immunity. Well, I would agree with a general statement that it's just a matter of time before we find out where their new home is. I think we have it narrowed down pretty precisely to the Southeastern Conference or the B1G. What we don't know is when, and we don't know how much. That's it. Now, I know there's a lot of complicated items that must be adjudicated before we get there, but the two ultimate answers are, and there's just two, when and how much. When do they make the move to the new league? How much will it cost on the way out? That's the kindergarten level. If you were going in front of a kindergarten class and they said, make it really easy, keep it concise, keep it very short and concise, explain it, I'd say, when and how much? Have a good day, kids. That's it. Don't need to know anything else. How it happened, all the boilerplate conversation, mumbled legalese stuff that makes your brain ache. No. Don't care. When and what's it cost? Out the door. That's what I strive for. That's the only thing I care about personally. Text line, I just want to make sure you folks remember this. 615-844-5600. That is for the folks that need a conduit to the show that do not feel like they have one otherwise. You don't like social media. You don't want to do that. Okay. I understand. Most everybody that's in an audience, they don't like calling. They don't want their voice on the show. I understand that. There is a way. You all have the mechanism to text. You can text this show. Absolutely. Your way to get to the show. 615-844-5600. Text that whenever you feel like it. And we'll be there on the other side waiting. Can't wait. We are heading down a week from Thursday. Brandon, a buddy of his, we're hopping in now. We still don't know what time that day. My hope is 9:01, right after the show. But Brandon has classes and exams, and he's not sure if that day is occupied until around noon or 1 with exams or not. He's matter of fact, he's in there this morning talking to a professor about it. He's trying to get where he can take a early test. If not, we'll get there sometime Thursday evening. Yeah, we'll get there when it's time. Looking forward to it, though. Lash pile, y'all.